The presidential candidate of the NPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has taken his Restoration of Hope tour to the Western region. Nana Addo received a rousing welcome from party enthusiasts as he went through some streets in Takwa. Addressing a rally to commence his tour, Nana Addo repeated his promise to build 350 new schools to supplement the intake of fresh students under his free SHS policy. He announced plans to streamline the operations of Galamsey by making laws to back it. Brighton Trauma has more.
Nana Addo and the Restoration of Hope team will spend 4 days in the region. He began his tour with a visit to Takwa in Suam constituency. Nana Addo has three missions in the region. First, to introduce all parliamentary candidates in the region to the people. Second, introduce himself as the presidential candidate of the party. And lastly, bring his message of hope to the region. Nana visited in Suam, Benso, Dompim, Sampa and other surrounding communities. The streets of Takwa were flooded with red, white and blue colors of the NPP as 100 poured out in their numbers to welcome Nana Addo to rapturous chant of free SHS and we can do it. Nana Addo stated that the pledge of making secondary education free was key to the development of Ghana into a first-class society. He said he is committed to ensuring that the policy became a reality and that education in general receives the necessary prioritization and resources. He declared, if the president has become who he is today because of free education, why must he today be standing in the way of the same policy that will allow all Ghanaian children to also have access to free quality education and become like him in future?
He has written a book about himself, and in the book, he said he went to Achimota Primary for his basic education. His father, who was a cabinet minister during Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's administration, could afford to pay his fees, but took him and his brother to the school at Tamale Secondary because of the free education in the northern region. And if by the free education, you are now a great person, we are also saying we want every child to have free senior high school education, just as you had. Why should you and your government say it can't be possible when you had free education during your time?
Nana Addo also touched on the issue of Galamsey operations. He noted that under his presidency, small-scale mining will receive the much-needed attention. He said the situation where foreigners invade the sector is not the best. He is therefore proposing a law that will regulate the industry.
I have heard the NDC says when I come to power, I will stop the Galamsey business. How can I cancel it when I am the one trying to produce more jobs? You all know that many things said by the NDC, MPP and Akufo-Addo are fabricated. What I have said is that there is a need for proper planning for Galamsey to benefit everyone without any fight or misunderstanding. That is the work we will be doing to ensure the growth of Galamsey. So anyone who says I am going to stop Galamsey is a liar.
The Jasehine of Benso, Nana Kwabnambwa, pledged his support for the free SHS policy. He said the policy will benefit all Ghanaians, irrespective of party affiliation. Nana Addo is accompanied by the parliamentary candidate for the constituency, Kiti Kusi, Director of Operations, Lord Komi, former chairman, Peter McMainu, and a host of regional executives.
That was Brighton Trauma's report.